Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook.
Hi, and welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. I am Dr. Vicki, and I woke up this morning, and I was so happy this morning when I woke up, and I said, I don't know what this gorgeous day is going to bring, outside of the fact that weather-wise, it was actually gorgeous in the North Georgia Mountains. I also just woke up knowing that I had the whole day just to be, not have to go anywhere, not drive in the car. It's just that for me is a blessing. But I woke up this morning and I woke up this morning saying, you know, I'm excited. It's 7 o'clock tonight, my time. I get to do a show and I want to share my heart and my soul with everyone. And yet I didn't know at 7 o'clock when I woke up, thanks to my little puppies, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. So I went into to my office and I looked at my cards and it said meditate. So, well, of course, you know, we all know that, but it's just nice to be reminded. Little hello, you know, Dr. Vicki. And so I did. I had my coffee and I went out in the North Georgia Mountains with my little Lakshmi. My little Lakshmi is my little Morky Poo that's 2 years old. She's a little cancer, so she does get a little crabby now and then. We just had one of those moments about 10 minutes ago with her new little brother. But she's a beautiful baby, and her name is Lakshmi because she's that Indian goddess, and she's quite a beautiful little puppy. But I came back, and I decided to lay on my meditation table and my healing table, and I put some crystals on my body, and I listened to some beautiful ascension music and went into a deep, deep meditation. And then Lakshmi was right by my side there, and I woke up. As soon as I woke up, I went straight to my angel books and my study manuals. And guess what? Tonight, I'm going to talk about angels. I said, that's what I get. My heart gets all excited when I talk about it. And I used to do angel shows on BBS years ago. So I'm going to go about it in a little different way tonight, though, because it's just, I've had a lot of experiences with angels, angel teams. And I want to talk tonight about how do you know that you're really hearing an angel? Now, there are a lot of books about it, and I know that you can go online and learn about all that, but I want to share it from a personal viewpoint because I hope that by giving examples, it helps us to overcome some of those feelings that, wow, you know, am I really hearing an angel or am I hearing my ego or am I hearing somebody else? And I'm going to help you through that so that you can really connect with angels. And I'll give you a couple of pointers on how to know how to connect and also how to know if you're actually hearing from an angel. First, I want to pay tribute to Delphi University in Georgia, where I graduated. And I actually became an angel Akashic Record reading specialist there, along with becoming an ordained minister and other things. But that was, since we're talking about angels, I'll just focus on that. And I also want, I read a lot and I study a lot and I learn a lot through the years. So I always give credit to those folks that I know I studied from. So that way I don't bypass anybody that I've gotten data from. But Doreen Virtue, of course, is the expert on angel books and information. Joshua David Stone is a PhD in transpersonal psychology. He has the same degree that I do. And he wrote a really beautiful book about golden keys to ascension and healing. And he talks about angels and ascended masters and helping us to heal. I also want to thank my spiritual energy dynamics, Robert Tom and Brenda Pantango. Both are going to be on my show in this summer. I think Robert's going to be on August 26th. And I'm excited because he's the founder, as well as Brenda Pantango. with the spiritual energy dynamics. I just want to thank them, because for my never-ending quest for knowledge on angels and all kinds of energy work and their wonderful wisdom and references that I have used throughout the years. So I really appreciate them. So, and most of all, I thank my own angels for the fabulous experience they've given me along my soul's journey as Dr. Vicky and as a little girl before I even became a Dr. Vicky. So I just want to say thank you. I had a beautiful experience with my dear friends from California now. Rose, she was on the show several weeks ago and's always been a kind of a partner on some of my shows throughout the years on BBS, and we both have the same training, and it's just been really incredible having her as a sister, a friend, sister. And they were traveling through California. They had some issues with their rental truck. And as I called them, I wrote to them. I couldn't reach them, but I sent Rose a text message, and I said, "Most beautiful angel." It felt like Archangel Michael, but it was also she had a team of angels around her, her spiritual guides and her team of angels. And they were sitting on the trunk of the car. They were all around the car. And you could see it. I mean, you know, I have that ability as well as many of you to see angels, and they were there, they were. So I texted her, and she said, "Yes, I've asked a team of angels to be with us." So angels protect us and guide us, and I have two messages, by the way. I'm not sure who they're going out to. There's a gal that it's going out to, and possibly may even be Doug from BBS, but One message, as I know, for a girl is, "You are a powerful light worker." Now, these do come from the angel cards, but it's also, I feel that there's somebody listening tonight that's very, very powerful, very connected to spirit, but doesn't always trust themselves, sometimes a little bit doubtful. And as we all become now and then, and I just want to share with that person, that soul out there that's listening, that you are a very powerful energy worker and light worker. It doesn't mean that you have to put a shingle up. It doesn't mean that you have to say, "Hi, world, I am a light worker." You show it in your way, and you bring your team of angels with you, and they will show you. And I do want to remind you that, everyone, that I am an attorney in the state of Georgia, and I do not ever go anywhere, practice any kind of law, go into any law firm, anyone's home, any real estate agency, anywhere, without bringing a team of angels with me. I do not violate their space, but I do ask that team of angels to connect with their team of angels, even if they don't know them, to keep us safe, protected, and let the joy of what they're going through, getting a new home, refinancing, or whatever the real estate need is, that they are absolutely getting the best for them. And it brings me joy, because I am a very dedicated light worker in my world and in the world that I live in. And I not necessarily have a shingle up there every day, you know, on my house or wherever I am, saying, "Hi, y'all, I'm a light worker." We don't necessarily need to do that. We just have to go out there and bring our light to the world. And so I just want to share that. My other message that I got is that there's a flow of prosperity. Someone's questioning something about money. And I just want to share with you, and it's a male energy. It doesn't mean that it's not a female, but there's a lot of masculine energy with it. And I just want to share that there is, as long as you keep that gratitude open and saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, universe, spirit, God," I choose to call God spirit, because that way it just resonates with me. But I just want to share that, because Lakshmi shares that. She's the Indian goddess of prosperity. So I just feel it's necessary for all of us, at least for me anyway, today to share this beautiful gift of angels and spirit guides. It's like, we don't just call the angels, have never been incarnated, by the way. Angels are just beautiful energies that come to our universe to help us. And you know, there are the angels of Lucifer and all the negative angels. So one of the issues that we have to understand is that angels come to us when we ask them. They're here always. They're always, always going to be watching over us everywhere we go. I mean, we were not meant to live our soul's journey without help. We're not here alone, y'all. We really aren't. If you listen to my first show, I said that was the biggest change in my life when I had my last and final relationship. And I had said, you know what? I'm really not alone. And it was such a remarkable shift for me that I'm not ever alone. I mean, I have this whole group of angels and masters, and Chief is always with me because I smell his Indian smoke, and he's one of my spiritual guides. And angels and spiritual guides are, they're always with us. They're always supporting us. They're always there to answer your questions, okay? So, you know, you want to know, but how do I know they're a good angel? Or how do I know that that's really an angel talking? And we'll get into that a little later in the hour, because I do want you to know that regardless of your religious beliefs or not religious beliefs, I'm more spiritual than I am religious, but even those that do study the Bible, angelic forces are all throughout the Bible. I interview a lot of people. I've only met one person that was called themselves a Catholic that did not believe in angels. And yet I've met many, many other folks that are very religious that did believe in angels. And I think the issue comes in, well, don't put angels above God, but angels are, you know, gifts from God. So, how do you put them above or below or whatever? It's their gifts from God. So, it's just a gift. And by the way, I want to make a comment. This is not a political show, so I'm not going to get into politics. But I just want to say that as an ordained minister, I respect marital equality. And if you're around my area of Georgia and you want to get married, you call me, because I would be honored to marry anyone. Anyone that loves each other, anyone that wants to spend their lives together, I honor you. And so I just want to put that out there and just let you know that. So I am an ordained minister, and I have married not many people, but I've married a few people. And it's such a blessing to see people that love each other come together. And so marriage equality for me is a beautiful gift to our society. And I'm thrilled. I was thrilled, as was my daughter, that everything went down as it did. So for those that are listening, that are in my area and you want to get married, call me up. So our angels, and I don't want to just say angels, but they kind of come over, you know, we can talk about angelic masters, archangels, master spiritual guides. I'm going to talk about all that as much as time as I have. But you know, they are real. But as we are ascending in our world, in our physical world, the angel force, the other side, the spiritual realm, the higher dimensions, and I'm not going to get into all of that right now, but there are higher dimensions than this third world, third dimension world that we live in. And when we get on into those through ascension and training, and my spiritual mentor, Robert Tom, will be talking on August 26th about this. And I want to talk to you because the higher you are in ascension, the higher you are in your spirituality as far as levels and energies and just being able to ascend, the easier it is to be able to know, oh, this is a good angel. This is someone that I can listen to. This is someone that I can trust. Because angels have been a part of Western man's journey for, I can't even begin to tell you how many years. I don't know, but a long, long time. And, you know, they're not like Baptist or Methodist, or they're not any denomination. They are. They just exist. And they are called messengers of God. Even if you're very religious, they're called messengers of God. So, you know, the issue, though, that I have found throughout the years that I have counseled and been a part of life is that people don't listen to them. They're always here with us, and they're always here to listen and talk to us, but we have to listen to them. That's what I meant to say. And I have a spiritual guide named Chief. I even have an Indian ring that I wear on my left hand, because as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to marry physically anymore. Spiritually, yes, but not physically. And so it's been amazing, because he comes to me, and he is a male energy. He comes to me with smoke. And I asked him the other day, I said, Chief, you know, this smoke is kind of getting to me. Could you like subdue it a little bit? Because I know you're here. And I know that you want me to know that you're here, but it's starting to make me cough. And so we kind of went away for a couple of days, it felt like, but he really wasn't. He was just taking the smoke away. I asked him to come in with sage. And so now that's what he comes in as, a very, very beautiful sage fragrance that I love to do Indian sweat baths with that beautiful sage. We just cleansed the house today with sage. So the simple ways, it's not very difficult to communicate with angels. It's just a couple of steps that you have to do. One, you have to make sure that you are in a state of high consciousness. And when I say that, it doesn't mean they have to be happy, because a lot of times when we call on angels, we're sad or we're upset or something. But I mean, you know, you don't want to necessarily be heavy on drugs or alcohol. But if that's the state that you're in, then by golly, ask for your angel's help, because that may be the very time that you need it. You know, if you're an alcoholic, or you've been drinking too much, or on drugs, or you're on some sort of medicine and you can't walk, then that's the time that you need to say, angels, lift me up. Make sure that I'm on your wavelength, because, you know, those kinds of things can throw off our wavelength, so we don't necessarily tune in as quickly. And you have to ask. You have to ask for their help. They are not here to violate our divine will, our free will. They are here to help us. And we help them when we ask for their help. So you ask for their help in a question. You can ask for it in a prayer, if you prefer to do that, or in a meditation. And you just, you can say it. You know, a lot of times you can't ask out loud, y'all. You have, you know, you might be in the grocery store or something, and you might be in a courtroom. And you don't sit there and say, angels, you know, everybody look at you. You know how our world is. Everybody would look at you. So you just quietly in your mind, in your heart. I always ask for the angels in my heart, so they know that I'm really asking for help. And ask for anything. Ask for anything you want to ask for. You do not have to be afraid of, oh, my God, that's such a simple thing. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to be violating their, you know, oh, my God. No, it doesn't matter what you're asking for. Ask for it. And now the next step, this is the step that I work on constantly, is the ability to receive. We don't always have that ability to receive open. Now, I counsel people in energy work, using spiritual and energy dynamics, to open that avenue up for receiving. And there's a special way that you can do that you have to get trained in, but it does help you to open that space up, to get on that wavelength. It's all about wavelength, so that you can get to the higher archangels and make sure that you're receiving the energies of those specific angels that you're asking for. If you don't know the angels' names, that's fine too. You don't have to. Now, let me just share something. Let's just say that you're having issues with money. You know, a lot of people are having issues with money. So, you know, I'm going to refer to Joshua Stone for this, just so you'll know, Attitudes for Manifestation. When you go into releasing blocks to manifest, and I don't care if it is money, but we're talking about money right now, so I want to focus on that, is to make sure that you ask a team of angels to come in and help you. You don't have to name them and say, you know, I want this angel or Archangel Michael or Angel Raphael. You know, you just ask for a team of angels. And it doesn't have to be angels. It can be spiritual guides. It can be masters that are very, very trained. And, you know, there's so much to talk about this that I really can't get into it in an hour. But the main thing that I want to tell you is that when you are asking for manifestation of something, for more income to come in, you've got to be able to unblock all of those, areas that you may have for lifetimes may have not forgiven yourself, have blocked those manifestations. So what you want to do is you want to start forgiving yourself, and you want to start in gratitude, and you want to ask a team of higher beings to help you. Oh my goodness, they will come to you. And I mean, I have a team that is just personal to me, but there are 88 of them now. I started out with 8. And they're specifically come in to assist me with abundance issues. I'm working personally right now with a team of angels on faith. And I am working on patience, because faith and patience give you freedom. And so those are, you know, the issues that I'm personally working on, faith and having that patience. And so I've got a team of spiritual guides, if you may, that can help with, they're helping me daily, 24/7. Once in a while, if I get a little negative or something, and I'll stop, take a little walk, or if I'm in the grocery store or something, I'll just say, hi, my team, you know, that I call them. And you can put names on them. But you've got to be able to forgive yourself, y'all, and you know, for and others for anything that may have been done to yourself by you or by others. Because that's a key for manifestation, understanding, love yourself. And your team of angels, your guides, and we'll talk about this in a minute. We'll refer to Doreen Virtue, but I will talk to you about how to do that, to how to get your team going. But getting back to just the next step after you ask the angels or your masters for help is to be able to sit back now and receive. And you're like, you got to be able to open your heart to receiving. If you block it off and say, well, I'll never hear from them, or I don't even know what they sound like, or gosh, what will I do if I don't know if it's them, then at that point in time, sometimes we can block them off. Now, I have a beautiful experience that I want to share with you. I have a light worker daughter, and she has the ability, the great ability to, she's can hear, smell, perceive in every way. So she's got all the gifts. And so it was very interesting, because today I was studying vortexes. And I found out that in the country of Russia is a big, big, big energy vortex. I know they've got issues and everything, but there are a lot of good energies there. And by the way, they make beautiful Russian diamonds over there. I have one. It's quite beautiful. It looks just like a real one, but it's manufactured, but it's called a Russian diamond. And when my daughter gets older, I'm going to give her that, because I will cleanse it, because there's some, you know, came from a situation that's over and done. And when I give it to her, it will have a new energy, a new life, a new beauty to it. And so the next step again is in receiving, and it's allowing that energy to come to you, whatever that may happen. Let's see, how in the world could you receive an answer to an angel? How would that happen? I wish I was having somebody on the phone to talk to. Sandra, my good sister friend is, she had surgery, so she can't call in tonight. But you know, a lot of people will ask for, say, please. You don't have to say please, by the way. That's not necessarily, but if you're that kind of Southern person like I am, where you say please all the time, sometimes it's hard not to say please. But you ask your angels, you know, I really need to have more faith. I choose to have more faith and more patience in my life, especially with that sale of my house, or with receiving more money, or whatever the issue is. And so what you do then is you look for answers. And I'm going to tell y'all, I'll share how angels come and talk to you. And when I say angels, I'm talking about spiritual guides, the higher archangels and ascended masters. I'm talking about divinities and deities, the healing, ascended folks out there that are getting closer and closer to us, by the way. And so what I did was I said, you know, sometimes I was on my way. I was going to a closing. And that's in real estate. I was helping some people buy a new home. And I was meeting all the lawyers and everybody that was supposed to be there. And so it was interesting, because I said, you know, sometimes I get a little frustrated, Spirit, with why my house hasn't sold. And so I just said, do me a favor and show me a sign by coins, just coins, you know, pennies, nickels, didn't matter. I didn't care what kind of coins they were, on the ground. So as I walk into the store, I would like to see, you know, pennies, quarters. I want to see some coins on the ground. And so I walk in, I put gas in the car, I walk in and I saw a dime, a quarter, a nickel, and a penny. So, and I had asked specifically if it was going to sell in the fall. So I got my answer. Now, recently I've been asking questions, you know, about the timing of some things. And if I don't get the right answers, then I know, you know, and Sandra is on the online. She's on the line. So let me get Sandra. I love to talk to Sandy. I'm so sorry. It's Sandy. Hello, Miss Sandy.
Hello there. Your wish is my command. You said you wish I was on the line. So here I am, such as I am. And I just, I testify. I know that there are not only such things as holy angels, these divine beings, but you can call on them, like Vicki said. I second that, and they will come to you, and they will help you, and they will protect you and bless you. So,
did you ask your team of angels to help with your healing on your face?
I did, and I would like to thank you for helping me to know how to visualize the healing light too, because that's helped a lot, as well as the angels.
Well, as we, for those that are listening, for right now, we can all beautifully put beautiful, beautiful green flowing energy on Sandy, and then cleanse it. And I ask Archangel Haniel and Raphael. Especially Jesus. I always ask Jesus for healing because there was such a beautiful ability of that. But I want to get especially on the face. There's Vabamus is a very beautiful healing energy that I'm picking up for you. And I just ask that Raphael, Melchizedek, Saint John of God, and I ask those in threes. You ask for guidance and healing. You ask for threes so that it basically calls on them. So if you like you're working with Jesus, you would say, Jesus, 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 come to Sandy in California and put your healing hands on her. However you heal, put your healing hands so that she can feel better. And I do that for dogs and anyone that asks. Because that then put that beautiful white light on there for you too as well, and you're going to look like a with your wonderful surgery, that whatever they're calling it, that's for healing. That's awesome that you're going through
they're,
that.
They're calling me, and I don't mind if you tell what I had done. First, I'll say I would have never had this done for looks' sake, okay? Because it burns like a booger bear and my whole face is swollen up. But the nurse actually told me I was lucky that I had precancerous places on my face because it is medically necessary to use something called photodynamic therapy to remove them, which will make me look between 5 and 20 years younger. The first, they do two. And the first one, I guess it made me look about 5 years younger. My face is so swollen that I look like a demon. It's horrible. So I should be back in puberty after this one.
Well, you're going to be like a 2-year-old. Just tell Doug not to make sure you're not on any face time on your Skype. So if you're using Skype or just the phones.
Unless it's somebody I want to scare.
That's awesome. I mean, that's awesome though, that you're doing that. And you did, that's just great. That's great. So, but one thing I want to share, and I don't know if you have this question, Sandy, or not, but when you have opened your heart to receiving messages, a lot of people ask, well, how do I know that it's an angel? Well, I want to share one thing, that angel voices of ascended masters of the higher realm, they're always, always loving, and they're always supportive. So if you know, that doesn't mean like the story that I had of being saved from the angel that was in on the railroad track. that was saving me. It was not my time. Now, that doesn't mean they're supposed to come and lovingly say, you know, I don't want you to die now. They're going to warn you, whether you ask for it or not, if it's not your time. But I want to remind everybody that when you hear a voice that you think is your ego, it can be a little, can be destructive or whatever like that. That's not an angelic voice, okay? Angels always come with us with good. They're beautiful. They, you know, they're life. Your life will change for the better if you listen to an angel. An angel will not come in, and you know, you've heard people, and I know you've heard this, Sandy, we've all heard it, from especially mm-hmm. from across the seas. You know, well, the God told me to do it, or God told me to kill her, or God told me to do that kind of thing. That's not God, and that is not an angel, y'all.
No.
That's them. That's their wicked free will telling them. That's their ego. That's their mental illness telling them. So know that only good answers come, good answers that guide you and make your life better. If you're listening to the voice of your ego, your life's not going to have good messages. It's going to have lots of fear, lots of upsets. It's not really going to keep peace in your life, okay? So just remember that. And angelic voices, you know, they're like, they keep repeating things. A voice from the angels will keep repeating it. And I was about to say something, Sandy. In the car, a lot of times I will have a chief, my Indian chief, with me, and I'll keep asking him, you know, I know that you're trying to tell me something and I'm just not hearing it. Anya, and I will call my daughter. Actually, she has a new name, but I said, you know, daughter, I said, you know, maybe I'm not listening well enough. I'm driving. I'm trying to focus on the car. And she just said, no, he's just telling you to relax and love yourself. He wants to hug you, you know. And
oh,
so
wow.
she helps me to sometimes I get so into something and I'm not really into really hearing it or having that clairvoyance or clear seeing about it. So do you have any stories of angels? I know something happened with you with Charlie. Didn't it with an angel?
Well, quite frankly, right now so much has happened with Charlie that I'll just share that sometimes I think he's an angel in a dog suit, and that the reason I believe that is he is absolutely drawn. He'll pull. He's trained. He's well trained. He'll pull on his leash to get to somebody who needs him, and he'll put their head on them. I'll give you a quick instance. And he is either an angel in a dog suit or he is being influenced by holy angels. We were at the park, and this sad little boy was just sitting, just playing with the grass, not smiling, just looking down. And Charlie went up to him and put his head on his shoulder, and the little boy grabbed a hold of his neck and was just holding him, and he started all of a sudden, Charlie would lick his face, and all of a sudden the little boy started crying, and he said, doggy, doggy, he said, my pop-pop is dead, pop-pop is dead.
Aww.
And he just cried and cried, and Charlie just stood there with his head on his shoulder and alternating between that and licking his face. And his mother said that her father had babysat him since he was born for her to go to work. And he was very active. And all of a sudden, the grandfather died of a heart attack. And the boy has not hardly spoke a word, hadn't in months. And she offered me $1,000 for Charlie. He's always doing things like that. And he is inspired so many times. There's just so many instances with him. And
there's a dog. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a dog at the animal shelter. If that lady would go to y'all's local animal shelter, there's a dog there that would comfort that little boy. I hope she maybe you get to see her or something. I don't know. That's beautiful. Well, Charlie has a gift, and he has I just want to share something, because animals don't animals have a body and a soul. And for people that think that they're just out there, I mean, they don't have ego. they do not have ego consciousness or eye awareness. So when an animal dies, you know, a lot of them do, like Charlie, and there's some friends of mine have a dog that has been more of a spiritual guide after their summer passed away. And so dogs can, especially dogs, because, see, they have had a chance to be in contact with man. And through human beings, they have learned love. So do you realize, and it brings me up something about Charlie, do you realize by you loving Charlie, he goes back up to his group and shares all this, and then they become more higherly conscious. And so pets can come down and give more healing and more healing and more healing. So, I mean, you know, the day that we can honor our puppies and our kittens, I mean, people's lives have been changed by their dogs, not just from fires, but things like you just said, how beautiful that is, Sandy. I mean, that little boy's life is touched.
Dr. Vicki, they are angels to us so many times.
Yes.
And
yes.
What I tell people when I see a dog tied in the yard alone, they're pack animals. They're just love incarnate, and it's like torture for them to just be tied in the yard or to be alone in a fence all the time. And I tell them, I said, they serve in the military. So they lead the blind. They help the cripple to walk. They do search and rescue. That is the only creature who loves a human more than they love themselves. And I wish people would honor them more, because they are good creatures.
Do you know what I do talking about angels, Sandy, when I see that, and it happens a lot here in the North Georgia Mountains, is I ask a team of angels, masters, especially those that have just transcended, that are maybe on higher levels, I ask them to come down and help. I say, I don't know how you can help, but help that pet. Help that pet. Help the owner of that pet. Something. I don't know how. I let it. And then after that, I let it go. Otherwise, you know, because I'm an empath, I would go berserk, you know, because there are dogs and cats and goats. And I mean, heaven forbid, you know. So we can help, though. You know, we can just ask that soul that's taking care of that blessed dog to get a shift of life. Now, you know, a lot of people will say, well, if I let the dog off the chain, he'll run out. Well, then put a fence up, for heaven's sake. And if you can't afford a fence, then don't have the dog. You know,
well,
it's
I will share something with you real quick, if it's okay.
Oh, yeah, we've got lots of time. I love you on the show, Sandy. You're
okay,
great.
Thank you. Well, I always loved dogs, but in my culture, I was brought up, a dog doesn't belong in the house. Well, I married a man who had two big dogs, one a Malamute Shepherd and other half Border Collie and half German Shepherd, pretty big dogs. And I loved them, but I did not like them in the house with me at first. There was, those kind of dogs they shed, and being a neat freak, I didn't want any shedding. And I tell you what, when those dogs passed, I had been with Paul for years and years, and I loved them so much. This house was like a tomb. The safety that they brought, the company they brought, the love they gave me, I didn't fully appreciate it till it was, you know, till they were gone. And I thank my English short-haired pointer, Charlie, all the time. You decorate the house very pretty with your paw prints and your little white hairs that fall out. And and I just praise the company and the love. And, I mean, that's small stuff that that cleans up. And it's just more than worth it for the love and loyalty they give.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I have to share that I have a stuffed golden retriever that's about 4 feet tall that is in honor of our Goldie that we lost. And my daughter has a big shepherd that she's been one. We have, for every dog that we have ever lost, we have a little stuffed animal in honor of them. Because we just, you know, we just love them so much. And they're here with us in presence. And, you know, the little puppy that we just adopted, little Teddy, was she's a little Shortsky, which is half Yorkie and half Shih Tzu. And when we adopted her, he came to me and said, "This is my name, and I used to be your dog when I was when you were a little girl."
Oh, and, my goodness, that's
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, he came to me and told me exactly who he was and that I was he was the dog we were supposed to get. Drove 4.5 hours, got a speeding ticket. I mean, hello. You know, but, I mean, it was just well worth it. And I then, I, but also my daughter, he's more connected to her than he is to me. And he, we found out that that was her dog also because, you know, they reincarnate also. And I'm going to have a lady that speaks about reincarnation on dogs and all that, too. But, you know, certain animals can evolve to human consciousness. So, if you know, with Charlie's evolution, you don't know that he might not come back as highly evolved as he is because he's learned such deep love from you. Isn't that interesting now that he sleeps in the bed with you? You know, how life changes, doesn't it? You know, we can
yes,
never say...
It does.
But, you know, wild animals like lions and tigers and bears have no current opportunities to evolve to human consciousness. But when they do learn that love. But I have to tell you, I know, I've seen monkeys in all these YouTube videos on Facebook and all those. There's some beautiful stories of love. And I think angels just surround our puppies. I think they've got their own team of angels and their own group of souls that they just love. And I just, but you know, I wanted to share something because, you know, we're talking about angels. And I know, Sandy, that you've heard my story about being saved from the train hitting me, but each of us, and I want to share this,
yes,
each of us has our own guardian angel who has been protecting and guiding us from birth. Now, I don't know who's every, you know, if everybody calls me, I can see guardian angels around people, and I can tell you a little bit about your guardian angel, but it's fairly common for people to first come in contact with their guardian angel during a dangerous situation. And that when they would have to be rescued or saved. And that's the very first time that I saw clairvoyantly, 100% clairvoyant, saw my guardian angel that came down. Mm-hmm. And he didn't look like an Indian, but it was okay. If he'd looked like an Indian, it might have scared me if he'd looked like a you know, an Indian, like I know Chief to be. So he came in a form that he looked like a real human, you know. But mm-hmm. it's easy to contact your guardian angel because they're always with us. And one way to contact your guardian angel is to pray often, telling your guardian angel that you need help, and sincerely asking your angel to communicate with you. And be aware, this is the key, y'all, be aware of messages received in your dreams, through your intuition, during times of quiet meditation, when you're watching TV, when you're watching a movie, even sometimes you'll see a message somewhere. I know what we've. I know you've done that, Sandy, where you've seen a message. You know.
Yes, and I'd like to, you know, like to share too that when you say they tell you something, telling you something doesn't necessarily mean speaking out loud. Like Vicky said, Dr. Vicky said in dreams. Or the most common way I know things and know that they're messages from the holy angels is I feel a knowingness with every fiber of my being. It's almost like some kind of magical words that go straight through my whole being, and I just know that that particular thing that's been communicated to me is right. So it's by a still small voice and a knowingness. And you'll feel it more than you hear it. I mean, I don't hear it. I usually feel it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I feel sometimes too. Yeah. That. Thank you for bringing that out because I actually see and I feel and I smell and I hear. So, I mean, I just sometimes I say see, but you might be, for instance, a lot of times I'll ask for a message like a feather. You know, show me a feather, spirit, if this is the truth. And I will get messages like that. And there can be manifestation, an angel, master teachers like Pythagoras and all that. I'm asking, by the way, I'm asking for Pythagoras and a whole team of angels and masters that are on the fifth, sixth, and seventh plane to come in and help me to relearn astrology. And I have to share this with y'all because I am learning it steadily. And the lady that's going to be on in July 26th, wow, she is the best astrologer. And she also teaches it. Her name is Guinevere, and she's from Grass Valley, California. Guinevere Verling. And she's right up there close to y'all. She's, well, at least Paradise, California, Grass Valley. And I have to tell y'all.
Wow, I'll have to ask Paul how close we are to that since he is a Californian.
Yeah, I don't know, but I will tell this, and I will make a statement on live radio right now. My daughter said that when we move, that we are going to either North Carolina. She said she saw the letters NC. Spirit gave her the letters NC, which is North Carolina or North California. I don't think North California is NC, though. I think that's North Carolina. But I can't see me moving to California. But I just thought that was interesting. She's going to talk about it. But I've asked a whole team of angels to help me because I was listening to Guinevere, and she was talking. And all of a sudden, I heard myself talking back in the days when, and I was like, oh my gosh, I used to teach astrology. So now I've got to get back to, you know, understanding it again. And it's been phenomenal. I mean, it's like today I woke up just studying astrology, and I really wanted to talk about astrology tonight, but I don't know enough about it. You know, I could do basic things, but that's not what people want. I mean, people, maybe they do, you know. But thank you for sharing that, because messages, y'all, can come in all kinds of forms. Look at that little boy. Here he is crying. He's probably sitting there saying, God, you know, help me. I really am sad. And all of a sudden, Charlie comes up and licks his face and starts communicating with him. I mean, that's an angel right there. That's an angel communication that used Charlie, this beautiful puppy, or, well, grown dog, but you know what I mean, to you, to heal this young. Now, did Charlie do it? Well, I don't do anything. In my viewpoint, I'm just a vehicle. And so, you know, God comes in through Charlie, and he was open enough and beautiful enough to be able to, without scaring the little boy, go and help him.
I think that's one of his jobs here. I think, you know, like we have callings, we might not know what it is. I really think that's his job, because it happens too many times, and he is the only dog I have ever met who has constant eye contact with you. He's got big, big eyes that look human.
Yes, I've seen his picture. Yeah, that's incredible. It would be really fun if you could take him on your take him as part of your comedic act. That would be, I don't know how to, it just came to me. I could just see you on stage doing your, I'm giving you a reading now, but see you on stage doing your comedy acts with Charlie there. I don't know how, but it would be so unique. What a beautiful...
Well, they loved him at the Summer Solstice Drum Festival that my doctor, Jim, the naturopath, I co-hosted it, he hosted it. He taped it, he listened, they put... first I'll tell you, we were in a circle, and everybody had an Indian drum, a Cherokee drum, and Charlie ran around the circle trying to play everybody's drum, and then he started barking, and I wanted to take him out, and they wouldn't let me. And at one point, he got in the middle of the group and started howling, and Jim listened back to the tape, and he said that was absolutely hilarious, because he was howling and barking in tune to the drums.
Oh, wow. Well, you're going to have to come to Georgia sometime and bring him so that he can play with the little babies,
babies. Oh, yeah, I'd love to. He loves little dogs, loves them.
Yeah. Well, I just want to tell everyone that, you know, Akashic Angel readings are readings that you connect through a trained person. I mean, I'm an Akashic Angel reading specialist, but you can connect with your angels. You can find out answers. You know, we have spiritual laws. We have such beautiful gifts. And I want to call them soul directions on how to live our lives if we will just listen, because we are given guidance. Now, I want to share something about your house that y'all live in California, is that it isn't the right time for y'all to sell right now, because if it was the right time, there is going to be some beautiful gift that you will find. And when it is the right time, someone will just probably walk up to your house and just ask for it, or it'll sell very quickly. It's no different than my house. I would, if I were to sell my house right now, Sandy, I would probably move to a certain area in Georgia. And that's not what Spirit wants. Spirit wants me and my daughter and my three pets to move someplace that we haven't thought of. I get such clear answers. It is amazing how clear answers I get. And sometimes I will still sit there and say, well, why hasn't my house sold? And Spirit sitting there saying, well, we just told you.
Yes, Spirit is saying, Dr. Vicki, bloom where you're planted.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's like, you know, so that's one. And I have to share with all those folks out there that used to, if anybody ever listened to the Vicki Ford show back in about 3-4 years ago, I selling my house probably back then too. But, you know, it's interesting because that was the reason why I wasn't going to be back on my radio show. I talked to Doug and Don, and I was like, it's like 2 years ago. And it took me that long because I was waiting for the house to sell before I got back on my radio show. How silly. You see, how silly. And it brings such joy, and hopefully it brings joy to somebody listening, I hope. That's why I do it. And so, you know, I just finally just said,
it does to me.
No.
I'll tell you that right now. It does to me.
Well, thank you. I just finally just said, that's it. I'm going on the show anyway. And I couldn't think of anybody else. I mean, I had 4 or 5 different radio stations that said, well, come with us. But, you know, BBS is the best. They have the best ever, everything. So, and best listeners, everything. So, but, you know, I really love hearing your stories. And that's why I was so glad when you called in, Sandy, because when we talk about angels, we want to hear people's stories. You know, people have angels talking to them, spiritual guides. And I have a wonderful book that I keep by my bedside. It's a Doreen Virtue, Archangels and Ascended Masters. And you know, if you want, like with your situation, with your healing, you know, Archangel Raphael, Jesus, Mother Mary, Saint Teresa, if you will call those 3 times each time you call them, just to form a team of angels and a team of masters that are healers, that are doctors, that maybe just crossed over, that can help you with, it doesn't have to just be angels, y'all. It can be masters that were great doctors that healed, and now they want to transcend. They want to heal. They want to get out of some stuff that may have happened. So when we ask ascended masters or teams of masters, they're not even ascended yet, but just spiritual guides, like my sister, you can have somebody that's crossed over. If you ask them to come and help you, that gives them that little lift up there, y'all, in their training regiments that they're going through. So you're actually helping. When my father came to me, and my daughter's the one that helped me to realize who it was, because I kept smelling, and I was like, who is this? And it was my father. And I would have never accepted a communication from him. And so not like that, you know. And when she came and said, no, it's your father. And he came and said what he said to me. And when that happened, then I healed from it. He healed from it. And he was able to transcend and become better so that in his next incarnation, he won't do the same of the things that happened this life. And I won't have to do some of the things that I have had to have done in this life. So we both got healings from it. So y'all just know that we live in a life a world. We're not alone in this physical world. If I did nothing tonight but help someone hear that, you are never alone. If you are sitting in an apartment in New York City, or if you're in California and you don't have one friend in the world, or if you're in Kalamazoo, Michigan, you have some spiritual help. There is some help always for you. Just open your arms, open your heart, and say, help me. And then open your heart to listen, and then ask Spirit to give you that information in a way that you can understand. There is nothing wrong with asking, I don't understand. I know I'm supposed to get something, but I'm not understanding this. That is why, Sandy, I say, and I got 1 minute, mm-hmm. I say, show me a feather, show me coins if this is true. And I always wow. get it if it wow. is. So just do that. Folks, I want to thank Sandy for calling in tonight and sharing your beautiful stories. Everyone listening, thank you for coming on, being a part of this hour on Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. Go out in the world, be in gratitude, give thanks, and ask your team of angels to be there for you. Listen, and then ask to be able to receive those messages in a way. And the most important, the way that you can understand, and the most importantly, is listen and use that guidance to help make your life peaceful, beautiful, and free. And thank you, each and every one of you. I will visit with you next Sunday night, 4 o'clock p.m., and that's Pacific time. And go to Living Your Soul's Journey and fill out your Freedom to Be Me journal and let me know about you, okay? Happy, happy, happy Sunday. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Sandy.
Bye.